The Gemara Mem Gimel Medal starts off with the two dots. They say Barachim Avarach. So if they lean together and they eat together, then one person can bench for everybody else. One person can be the bracha for everyone. Rav says Lo Shana LaPasta Boya Seva. That's only by bread, which requires a seva. But Yain Lo Boya Seva. But wine doesn't require a seva. You can make a bracha for another person even though you're not leaning together. Rabbi Yochanan Rafil Yain Boya Seva. Even wine requires a seva. Ikadami Amarav Lo Shana LaPasta Mahani La Seva. Only by bread that helps to lean. Aval Yain Lo Mahani La Seva. Haseva is not going to help, and you can't make a bracha for somebody else no matter. Rabbi Yochanan Rafil Yain Nami Mahani La Seva. Even wine Haseba helps, and you can bench for the other person or make a bracha for the other person that way. Meisve, the Gemara asks. Kate says, "What do you do by Haseba? Orchan Yechnas V'Yoshan Al Gavis Avsalin." So the guests come in and they enter and they sit down on top of benches Al Gavi Katad Ros and on top of these small little chairs. Adji Chansu Kulon. Everybody comes in. V'Lamayim. They bring water. Kolach Lechnas V'Yado Achas. Everybody washes just one hand. Balam Yain. They bring wine. Kolach Lechnas V'Varach Lapsa. Everybody makes their own bracha. There you go. All of a sudden, then they get up and they lean toward the table. Balam Yain. They have more water. Even though every single person already washed their one hand, we got to wash both hands. The wine comes again. Even though what each one of them made a bracha on their own, one guy makes a bracha for everybody. It's only by bread that requires a seva, but wine does not require a seva. Kasha Resha, look at the Resha, where it says over there, right, that seems like you do need a seva for this to be able to work. No. Guests are different because their das is to go away. In other words, they're planning on going into another place. It's not the actual makom of the mesiba itself, right? Here, everybody's sitting until every one of the guests comes in, right? And all the invitees are going around. So that's what they went into doing. They would invite a bunch of people over here. So when Rav said, Yayin lo bo yaseba, only yeshiva, you only have to do, you sit down and that's shalo b'shasuda, right? Or b'shasuda makum suda. This is going to be a different case altogether. So we say, that's shani orchid atari lameyakar. L'hach leishna doma Rav, lo shana lo pasta mehani lo yaseba, v'yayin lo manayin lo yaseba, kash yaseba. But if they wine, it doesn't work to do a seva. But what about the seva where it says straight out that it works? Since a seva works for pas in this case, then a seva works for yain. But if it's just for yain, that's a different story. Two dots. Why is it that wine in the middle of the meal, everyone makes their own bracha? But after the meal, one guy makes a bracha for everybody. You know why? Because the basal blia is not pony, meaning the stomach area, the throat, and everything that you're eating is not going to be panui, so the wine is not there, right, for drinking the wine. It's only there to swallow down what you have in the meal. Therefore, everybody makes their own bracha because it's not done together as one. That guy that benches, he also makes the bracha on the spices. Sounds like there's somebody else who could make it on the spices. Since he's the first one to do my machronim, right? So why would it be? Because he's the one that did it first, right? He's the first one to do my machronim. He's the one who's going to do birchas mazon. So that's what you should do, by the way. By my machronim, you should give it to the first person, the person who's going to bench. That person who washes nitiles my machronim, that person should be the first person to bench. Rav Rechiv, have Yasu come to Rebbe v'suda. So they were sitting with Rebbe in the suda. Rebbe l'Rav, go wash your hands. Chazidav emirtas. Rav was scared. Rechia's uncle said to him, Bar Pachti, son of Pachti, I am a birchas mazon akam lecha. He's just telling you to bench. Don't worry, he's not telling you because you're tame. I'm Rav Zer by the two dots. I'm Rav Bar Yirmiya. Maybe I'm bruchan alabreach. When do you make a bracha on the smell itself? Mishtalatim rasa. When you see the smoke of the smell go up, once it starts burning, whatever you can see it, that's when you make the bracha on the smell. I'm Rav Zer, Rav Bar Yirmiya, haloka arach. Right? But wait a second, but you didn't smell it yet. So we say, Amalei, Vili Tameich, Amotzi Lechem Menarets, Mavarcha, Halo Ocho. Can you say, Amotzi Lechem Menarets? If you're making the bracha, you haven't eaten yet. Ela Daitel Meichel. You're planning on eating, so you make Amotzi Lechem Menarets. So, Tu Achanami, Daitel Aruchi, your plan is to smell it. So even though you haven't smelled it, once you see the smoke coming up, that's good enough. Amrachi Beredu, Da'abar Benachamina, Amrachi Samarav, Bamila Amrachi Samarzi'iri, Kol the Mugurus Mavarcha, and Lame Bere Atse Besamim. All these different spices, you make the bracha Bere Atse Besamim. Chut mi musk, Shemen Chayahu, because that's oil from an animal. Shemavarcha Bere Mine Besamim. That's what you bring mina b'sam, but other things you make a b'riyatze b'sam. Meisvei, in v'ruch b'riyatze b'sam l'al afarsa moshe b'is Rebbe. The only time you make a b'riyatze b'sam is by this afarsenemi, by Rebbe's house, v'al afarsenem shabes kesar, and so too by the Caesar, v'al adash b'chom akum, and so too on hadasim. But that's all you make it on, but you don't make it on the mugmar, so tiyufta. It seems like that is a tiyufta, and we don't make an atze b'sam on the mugmar, we make a b'riyatze b'sam. If you have an oil made of a parsenemy, so then what bracha do you make on him? You don't bore shemen arteinu. You don't make a bore minu of something, you make bore shemen arteinu. Well, yeah, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda loves Eretz Yisrael, so he wants to mention arteinu in the bracha itself. What about everybody else? Bore shemen arev. You make a bore shemen arev. That's the bracha you make. Hi, kisharta. So it's kisharta. We don't know what it is exactly, but kosht, which is one of the things that we mention in Bamei Madlikin and by the Ketores, you make the bracha bereyatze b'samim aval mishcha kvisha lo. But this oil that where you put it in and you sort of like crush it, then no, you don't make the bereyatze b'samim. Rav Kana amar afilu mishcha kvisha even then aval mishcha tchina lo. Not if it's ground up. Now doya amar afilu mishcha tchina. Even if it's ground up, it would be the exact same thing. Amem gimel abeis amar gimel marav hay smalak mavorchen lo bereyatze b'samim. If it's jasmine, you make the bracha bereyatze b'samim. Amar chana marav hani chal v'diyomim mavorchen lo bereyatze b'samim. If you have this type of moss that comes from the sea, if it smells, if it's something good, right? It could be shibboleth nard that we mentioned as well. If that's what it is, you make a bracha bereyatze b'samim. Amar Rosh my crow was a vazuki alos magaga. She brought them up to the rooftop. This is referring to Rachov. Batit menem and she hid them. Pinchas akala bepishtei eitz by the flax of the trees themselves. So apparently the chal v'diyama is going to be the same thing. Amar Rav Misharsha, hay narkom diganunisa. This type of narkom, again, it's chavatzela sasharon, right, that grows in a garden itself. Mevorchan luya b'reyatza b'sam devrava, didabra, if it's in the desert, in an area that's very, you know, you can't really see it, b'rey isve b'sam. It depends on how it grows, depends on where it is. Amar Rav Sheshes, hani sigli mevorchan luya isve b'sam. Sigli, right, this type of this flower, you make a bracha bere isve b'samar marzuk haiman demorach b'asrog b'chavusha. If you smell an asrog or a quince or something like baruch shenasan reach tov b'peros, shenasan reach tov b'peros. We don't make that bracha if you smell an asrog on sukkis, but you make it if you smell an asrog any other day of the year. Amar Yehuda haiman denaf b'yomaniz v'chazi lundi kav malavli. If he goes out during the days of nisan and he sees trees that are flowering, he makes the bracha baruch shelo chisar b'lama klum barav b'rios tovus v'ilanos tovus lisnos ben bnei adam. That's what we do every nisan. We try to make that bracha on those things. Amar Rosh Hashanah. How do you know they make a bracha and smell it all? Even the neshama has to praise God. What's something that the neshama benefits from and the body does not? Must be referring to smell. Young men of Israel are going to give off a good smell, like the levanon. So there you go. You say right over there, that's what's going to happen to us. It will be a smell to them, like the levanon. Two dots. There's our third statement, Amar Zutra Bar Tuvia in the name of Rav, although we had Mar Zutra above, the third one over here. Magazine is a kolos of Yafabito, everything God makes special in its time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows every single person loves their job, or at least they chose that job for themselves. They want to do that job. That's when Yafabito Mara Papa, Hanu Damarinchi, Tadle Kurle Davaracher, you can hang a necklace on a pig, the Iudide of it, and it will keep doing exactly what it needs to do. You could try to change it, but it just keeps doing whatever it's doing. Our fourth statement, Avuka Kashami. A torch is considered like two people at night, and the moon is considered like three people. Wait a second, a torch is like two people including him? Or the torch is like two people aside from him? The moon is like three. If you can say it's three with you, that's good. If you can say it's three without you, what do you need four for? One person, a demon, can come and damage you. If there's two people, Nire can appear to you, but it doesn't damage you. But three people, it doesn't appear at all. What's the point of four? Must be that a torch is like two people together with them. So you could still see them, but you can't be damaged by them. So a torch is good. The moon, the full moon, is even better. Okay, fifth statement. Amar Zot Shabartuvi Amar Rav. Amri La Amar Rochana Brezina Amar Shem Chasida. Some say Rochana Brezina says in Shem Chasida. Amri La Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Rishem Bar Yochai. Noch Lo Adam Shiapil Atzmo Lo Sokiv Shnei Shal Yavam Pnei Chaver Baram. It's better to throw yourself into a huge kiln of fire rather than embarrass your friend publicly. Minal Mi Tomar. We learned that from the Parash Tamar. He Mutzeis. She was being taken out, right? And she said, "Who do these belong to?" That's the person that was with me. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan. Hevi Lefan Hashem Vadas. If they bring in front of him oil and hadas, Beis Shamar Mi Baruch Hashem Vakam Baruch Hadas. First make the bracha on the shem and the smell. Then after on the hadas, Beis Shalom Mi Baruch Hadas. Vakam Baruch Yachol Shaman first on the Adas, and then afterward the Shaman, meaning the Atzei B'samim, and the Bray Shaman Arif. Amar Gulan Yachriya, I'll decide over here, Shaman, Zachinu L'Reicha, V'Zachinu L'Sicha, so by oil, we're Zeicha, to get it smell, and we're Zeicha to get to rub it on our bodies. Hadas, L'Reicha Zachinu, Zicha, Zachinu Adas, we can smell, but we have no idea how to be able to put it on our body. Amar Yachol, L'Kedibri Machia, we hold like the Machriya, Rebbe Gamliel, so we pass like base Shammai over here. Rav Papa Igla Be Rav Huna Buried Rav Ika. Rav Papa came to the house of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Ika. Isol Kamashem Adas, the Barshem Adas, Shaka Rav Papa Baracha Adas Baresha, Bar Baracha Shaman, he made a Baracha on the Adas, and then the Shaman like Beisolo. Amalei Lusav Amar Halacha Kedivri Machriya, don't you hold like the Machriya, Rav Gamliel, who held like Beis Shammai, Amalei, Vahad Baracha Amalei, Halacha Yomar Rav, this is what Rav said, Halacha Gebeis Hillel, Velohi. And he said, that's not really so true. Even though Rava said that Allah is like Beisol, it's not true. Lishamuti nafshu David, he tried to get out of it because he didn't want to say there's something a little bit different. There's a lot of stuff over here. On the side of the Gemara says, the Ramami Pano says, Rapapa argued on Rabbi Yochanan, right? He was embarrassed to say such a thing, right? And therefore he said it was my Rebbe that held this way. But really it was him and he held this way itself, which is interesting. Are you allowed to actually do that and say that your Rebbe did it, right? In order to get yourself out of it. It's an interesting Gemara. Rabbi Kivager also has something over here. Tan Rabbanan, they bring in front of them, they bring in front of him oil and wine. So hold the oil in your right hand, right, and then afterward hold the wine in your left hand. Make the bracha on the oil, and then afterward make the bracha on the wine. Obviously, and the smell, and then the taste. No, the wine goes in the right, the oil goes in the left. They talk about Rosh Shamash, and then take the oil, put it on the head of the shamash. And shamash tamachacham. If the shamash is a tamachacham, you don't want to do that because it's embarrassing to him. Talk about kosher, put it on the wall, because he shouldn't have that oil on him. When he goes to the shuk, people will think he's putting on special cologne to get girls to like him. That's something bad. So either give it to the shamish, and if the shamish is a talmud chacham and he's not going to wear it himself, then put it on the wall so you don't have the oil on you when you go out. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn in a brayso, shishu rabban ganai lo talmud chacham. There are six things that are ganai that are degrading to a talmud chacham. Number one, al yetzik shemu vusim l'shuk. He shouldn't wear the cologne when he goes out to the marketplace. Al yetzik chidu b'layim, shouldn't go out by himself at night. Al yetzik minolam etulayim. He shouldn't wear spotted shoes, you know, with patches on them. Al yisaprim l'yishu b'shuk. He shouldn't talk to with a woman in the shuk. Al yisav b'chuburu shalmi aris. He shouldn't sit with the chuburu of ami aris. Don't walk by himself into a business. He shouldn't take too big of steps. He shouldn't walk with a gaivadika walk. You shouldn't go out that way into the shuk because people suspect you of being together with Mishkav Zachar. Maybe that's what they do in order to get other men to be together with them. That's only if it's on your clothing. If it's on your body, well, then it's like deodorant, and that's okay. If it's on your hair, then it's like on your clothing. Remember, like a guva dami, others say it's like your body. Either way, you probably shouldn't do it. Don't go out by yourself at night because we have a chshad, right? The chshad of maybe you'll be together with zonos. That's only if he doesn't have a set time to learn. But if it's a set time to learn, everybody knows that he's going to learn. Don't go out with those shoes that are spotted. That's a proof to Rechi Brav. It's a gnai for a tamachom to go out with those spotted shoes. Any, that's wrong. But Rechi Brav, nafik, Rechi Brav went out himself with shoes with patches on them. It's disgusting. It's a patch on top of a patch. That's only if it's this type of area that's called panta, right? The stumpy thing that goes on the leg itself. Above a gilda, leislambo. But if it's the other thing that goes on the ankle, then it's not that big of a deal if you have patches of panta, lomina, that's only going on the road of a base, leislambo. But if you're wearing it in your house, that's fine. That's only in the summer, but if it's in the winter, then it's fine because you need coverings on top of your feet. I stop you. You shouldn't talk with a woman in the shokamarach, even if it's your wife. Even if it's your wife, even if it's your daughter, even if it's his sister, because not everybody knows that it's your relative. So don't do it. And that's part of the rules in Me'asharim. Don't sit with the chabur of Amiratim. My time, don't also the mashkuchi basra. You might come to be like them. Don't be the last one in the base matters. Mission to cover the poshe. They'll call him negligent. So don't be the last one to walk inside. You'll be lazy. Don't take too big a step. I'm rapsiya gasa. No teles. Achami tough kaf. My more shall. I know shall adam. It takes 1/500th of a person's eyesight. That's not good. Matakan, what you do? Lahadri bekiddush to beishem shia comes back. If you have concentration during kiddush during ben hashmasha, so you have some concentration during that time, you can bring. If you drink that cup, then you'll be able to get your eyesight back. Don't walk in a gavi dika fashion. If you walk 4 amos of a kilu dochir raglish, it's like you're pushing away the feet of the shechina. His cup is filled all over the place, and it's like you don't want to have anything to do with them. Okay, that's the end of Mem Gimel Beis. We'll stop right there.